message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Pastor started with us yesterday on the effectiveness and how to provoke the hand of God. And I'm going to dwell on that. I'm going to say that the hand of God is that hand of revival. The hand of God is a hand of revival. It refreshes. The hand of God triggers abundance and supernatural supplies. The hand of God is what commands a supernatural in the life of a man. The hand of God is what, when it comes on you, you don't see the natural results. When a normal human being, when somebody that is higher, you know, the less is blessed of the greater, right? When somebody that is greater lays hands as humans on you, there's something we call impartation. That is impartation. But you can imagine when the king, the hand of God himself comes upon you. That person does not operate in the realm of the natural. You begin to operate in the realm of the supernatural. I come here to tell you tonight that crave for that hand tonight. And that which has been tagged impossible, that which has been tagged that looks like a generational problem in your life, via the hand of God tonight, it comes to an end in the name of Jesus. I say via the hand of God, it comes to an end tonight in the name of Jesus. Pastor started with us yesterday by showing us the secret, that the hand of God is the secret of divine help. He talked about that, and he said one of the major things to secure God's hand yesterday, he talked on what? The fear of God. And today I'm going to be talking about the prayer, how to provoke the hand of God via prayers. Praise the Lord. To fear God is good. But I tell you, a man that truly fears God will do one thing. He will pray. Tell your neighbor, pray. A major tool for provoking God's hand is prayer. And prayer is that pillar in faith that must be taken seriously. Prayer is that pillar in faith that must be taken seriously. Satan has no regard for you. He has no regard for your personality, whether you are pretty, you are fat, you are tall. He has no regard for title, apostle, bishop, no. What Satan has regard for is what? The respect, fire that you carry. In Acts chapter 19, verse 15, he was saying, the evil spirit was talking and he said, Paul, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, who are you? In other words, you don't carry fire. There's no identity in you. There's nothing. What the devil fears is the fire. Pastor will always say that when you see fire, no beast stay away when they see fire. Praise the Lord. Beast stay away when they see fire. The fire in you is the potency of your Christianity. You can't say you are a Christian when you have no fire. The capacity of the potency of a Christian is the fire ability, the prayer capacity he carries. Brethren, we are in an age or we are in the realm whereby many Christians are prayer lazy. You, the Indomie noodles Christian, you don't want to. But I tell you tonight, one major tool to provoke God's hand is prayer. Somebody say prayer. You know, many years back, there was a queen in England, and that queen was more like a witch. She said, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than the army of Scotland. Why? Because that one man's prayer changed the entire Scotland because of the potency of what he carried. Prayer is powerful. And I pray tonight that the Lord, his hand will visit us in the name of Jesus. I said earlier that the potency of a Christian is in his prayer capacity. Jesus being Jesus. Jesus, a whole Jew. Bible says in Luke chapter 4 verse 5, it says, and the devil took him. And the devil took him. The entire Jesus, he took him. What? To be doer, to be tempted. If Jesus being Jesus can be taken, don't think you can be ignored. But one thing sustained Jesus. Prayer. He was a praying man. Every available time he will escape and he will go and pray. Brethren, one major thing to secure God's hand is prayer. Whenever we pray, we get two things. We either see the hand of God or we see the face of God. Tonight, the hand of God will visit you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be sharing some examples with us of people who provoked God's hand via prayer. Number one example is a man called Ezra. Ezra chapter 7 verse 6. Media, I will crave that you should please help me. Ezra chapter 7 verse 6, quickly. Ezra was a man that enjoyed so much of the hand of God. This Ezra went up from Babylon and he was a ready scribe. That he was a priest in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all, somebody say some. Is it some? All his requests according to what? Let's talk. According to the hand of the Lord God, his God upon him. One thing that gave him blank check was what? The hand of God. Ezra enjoyed so much resources. Let's go to verse 21. Ezra, that same chapter. Ezra 7:21. And I, even Artaxerxes, the king, do make a decree to all the treasures which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of God of heaven, shall require of you, it should be done when? Is it slowly? That's just a little of the result of the hand of God. Pastor said this yesterday, I don't know if he mentioned it, that it opens you up to supernatural supplies. Pastor Moshebi shared on Sunday, and I've converted into it immediately, sharply. Many of us were shouting and clapping. He gave a testimony that globally he was recognized or recommended. That's great testimony. But you know, that testimony is easy to share. There's something he did that provoked that. What he did, can you do it? That one thing I'm very sure that he must have done or that he's still doing is what? Prayer. Brethren, there is something to... He said he showed up. Somebody, the boss was not easily to be seen. And then he showed up and then with ease, he saw the boss. The boss started smiling. That is not normal. Have you ever gone for an interview before? Sometimes, no matter how nice your suits might look like, some people will just still grant you a no. It is not about the dressing, but there was something he carried that granted him easy access, and that was the hand of God. Brethren, one major way of granting that hand of God is via prayer. Ezra enjoyed it. He said, the king said, whatever he desires, give to him. Don't just give it to him in bits. Speedily, may you enjoy such hand in the name of Jesus. But one thing we must notice, what he gave him Ezra was what? Prayer. He was a praying man. Number two is Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a servant. He was a cupbearer in the king, at the king's palace. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 8. Quickly, let's open Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 8. And a letter, can we read together? And a letter unto Asaph, can we all read together, please? The keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertain to his house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me, according to what? Have you seen that good hand, that is another way, or in another place, where the good hand of God is like a blank check. The good hand of God is opening doors. The good hand of God. But these people didn't just appear and present the blank check. They had done something in the secret. And what they did in the secret was to do what? Dwell in the place of prayers. Brethren, when you covet the hand of God in the secret, when you show up in the open, the good hand of the Lord will open door for you. Tonight, the good hand of the Lord will open door for you in the name of Jesus. Another example of a man that coveted the hand of God via prayer was a man called Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1. And that hand was upon Ezekiel himself. Ezekiel 37 verse 1. If you can't read that, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and it carried me out in the spirit. Brethren, the hand of God is what is responsible for a lot of diverse manifestations, especially in the supernatural. If you must operate in the supernatural, covet that hand. And you can only do that, or majorly do that, via prayer. Number four example is a man called Elijah. Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Elijah was a great man of prayer. We all know Elijah was a man of great prayer. And Elisha the Tishbite. Can you imagine? Elisha's surname was not even known. He said the Tishbite. Just like you saying, I'm Paul in Nigeria. And Elisha the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, Before whom I do what? Before whom I what? To stand before God is to be a man of prayer. To stand is to pray. To stand before God is to pray. And this man did great things. We're going to be using his own illustration or his own example to pinpoint some things in the aspect of prayer. There are things you must do to see the hand of God. Looking at the life of Elijah, let's quickly open 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings 18. Verse 41. I like us to read. We're all going to read together. 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 41. I want us to follow the scripture. We have read it earlier that Elijah was a man of prayer. He was before the Lord God whom I stand. That means he was a man given perpetually to do what? To pray. Let's read. And Elijah, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Verse 42. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. Let's pause there. That like a man's hand. Have you ever seen the size of a man? Have you ever seen man in the cloud? That size of a man's hand is the hand of God. Let's continue reading. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariots, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Verse 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Verse 46, we are going to stop. And the hand of the Lord was up in Elijah. He gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord was upon Elijah. This was also a man that enjoyed the hand of God. Looking or reading from where we first read, I want us to pick some things. I said that there are things you must do to see the hand of God. In verse 42, can we go back to verse 42? Media, just put that scripture. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel to do something else. He cast himself down upon the earth, put his face between his knees. Brethren, in verse 43, he said he kept praying for about 7 times. That's something. What you must do to see the hand of God in a particular situation or in your life entirely is to do what? Keep praying. This was a man that enjoyed the hand of God so much. But one thing Elijah kept doing was what? He was praying. And you know something that struck me? Somebody would say, I've prayed once. I have not seen the results. But Elijah he did something. While Ahab went to eat, he kept his face in between his knees. Can you try that? I tried it one day and I was laughing at myself. I was trying to see if I could pray in that position. That means it was an inconvenient position. Prayer is never convenient. Many Christians look for convenient times to pray. This man did wonders. Elijah was a man of fire. Whenever he spoke, kings fear. Ahab was afraid of him. Kings were afraid. But he didn't just show up like that in the public. One thing responsible for that particular act on his life was the hand of God. And one of his major secrets of Elijah was what? He was given to prayers. He kept praying. One will expect him to. Many Christians are looking for a way where you pray in Jesus. Father, give me a child. Give me a child in Jesus' name. And then because the child has not come, you stop praying. This man, as fireful as he was, please, can you put that scripture there? Media, God bless you. The Bible said he cast himself down upon the earth. That's to tell you, prayer is not convenient. Wherever you might find yourself, I learned something in the trip myself and Pastor went home. And that thing was, Papa Kenneth Copeland was saying something. He said you must get to a level as a Christian that your spirit, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And then inside of you that he lives, your own spirit man too is there. One of the reasons why you must continue speaking in tongues is that so that your spirit and the spirit of God will keep connecting every now and then. Praise the Lord. In other words, set your default mode. There's something we call default mode, right? Yes. Like, perpetually, you are always in that state, sort of. Perpetually, you are always in, that is the state of prayer. You don't need to know what to pray for. Blasting tongues. Lakwa, di kadabarado, shi kadabaya. There is a spirit in you connecting. Praise the Lord. Elijah was a man that he prayed. He was as powerful as he was. He prayed the first time. He sent his servants. Go and check in verse 43. The one went and came back. He looked and he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. He did not give up in the place of prayers. He kept on praying. One thing you must keep doing to see the hand of God. Don't give up. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Pray until something happens. Pray until you see it. He kept the prayer the first time, the second time, the third time. I can imagine the servant said, going and coming back and saying, there is nothing. I don't know what you have come in here with. Perhaps you have been trusting God for a child. Perhaps you have been trusting God for a husband. You have been trusting God for a wife. You have been trusting God for a good job. You have prayed. You have done all you can. Many Christians give up easily. They try to look for options. Prayer contractors. Go to this mountain. It's not the same God that you are crying to, that you are going to cry to. Why don't you wait and be patient? It is still the same God. In as long as you are doing it, you have not done any other thing other than giving it to God, he will answer in due time. Praise the Lord. Elijah, as powerful as he was, 7 times he prayed. And on the 7th time, something happened. But you know something that would lead me to number 2. I said, number 1, keep praying and don't give up. Pray at all times without ceasing. All right? And number 2 is what? Pray with an expectation. Pray with an expectation. Verse 43, that word. Every time as Elijah was praying, he said, and it came to pass at the 7th time, that he said, behold, there I rise. That means for as long as he kept praying in verse 43, whenever his servant will come, he prayed with an expectation. That is, he knew that his prayers will definitely be answered. Definitely, if the cloud had not come out, even on the 10th time, he would still have kept on praying. He had an expectation. Whenever we pray as Christians, as believers, that you want to see the hand of God, pray with an expectation. Don't just pray and pray. Pray with an expectation. Father, I've come with an expectation. That is why, thank God for this ministry. We write our expectations in our sleep. So that you can, some people pray, Lord, I want to marry. No. Have an expectation at a particular time. I want to get married, Lord, by your help. I want to get married in 2019, even though the husband has not come. It looks humanly impossible, yes. But that's an expectation. Praise the Lord. I want to buy a car. No. Be specific. Pray with an expectation. Be specific. And what were the expectations? He said, I want to buy a B2, if that is what you want. Because a car can be a B2, a car can be a BM, a car can be any car. That's a car. Pray with an expectation. Have something. You want to get married. Have the picture of the bride in your mind. I want to get married, a Bible-believing Christian, so that as you are praying, you can picture what you are praying. Hallelujah. Where there is no picture, it cannot feature. Praise the Lord. Pray with an expectation. I'm sure Elijah had something in mind. That was why he kept sending his servant back. He said, go back. He will pray. He said, go back. He will pray. No, there is nothing. Go back. Until something happens. Somebody say something happened. That will lead me to number 3. What you must do to secure the hand of God in prayer. Pray with faith. Let's go to verse 44. Pray with faith. Verse 44. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. Praise the Lord. He said like a man's hand. A little cloud. Prayer here, you know, prayer is not what makes faith work. It is your faith that makes your prayer to work. Prayer is not what makes your faith to work. It is your faith that makes your prayer to work. Elijah had an expectation. But immediately the servant came up and said, I saw a little cloud. Oh, that was it for him. He had faith. And like the size of a man's hand, that is not a man, definitely. That is the hand of God. Brethren, you have to put yourself on. Pray until you see the manifestation of the hand of God upon that situation. Pray until you see the manifestation. I don't know what you are trusting God for. But whenever you pray, don't give up in prayers. You are trusting God in your marriage for something in your marriage. Don't give up. Keep praying. Somebody will tell me, I've been praying, but I have not seen God yet. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. But something is going to happen. You know, let me share this quickly with us. I was sharing with Mommy Moshebi on Sunday. There's a man called Jerry Savile, Pastor Jerry Savile. Just like the way Bishop Abioye is to Bishop Oyedepo. That's the way Jerry Savile is to Kenneth Copeland. He's like strong helps in the ministry. This man shared his testimony. His wife had been born again long before him. And the wife will encourage him and encourage him and encourage him and encourage him to go to church. But he kept saying no. He wasn't interested because he felt he had a calling of God in his life. And he was running away from that call. And then, you know, something happened. And then the wife one day came back home and said, look. And then most time whenever the wife invites him to church, he said he will usually sit at the back because he knows that once the pastor starts preaching, after a few minutes, he will stand up and leave. And then the wife already knows that he usually leaves. That means he's not interested in the sermon. And then he will leave. And that's the end. But one particular day, the wife told him and said, there is this man of God, I want you to listen to his message. And he said, I'm not interested. He said, his name is Kenneth Copeland. You just need to listen to him. He said, okay, I'm not going to go. He said, just one more try. If you are not blessed by this message, don't go to church ever again. And the man said, wow, that's a great deal. Let's bet. And then they had a deal. He said, no disturbance. But the wife went back in the place of prayers and prayed like never before. Because God also saw her heart. She had been trying. And then something happened. The man was listening to the radio or something. Heard one of the hit songs that Kenneth Copeland had sang many years ago. I don't think it wasn't a Christian song. And said, went back to Japan and said, that's your Kenneth Copeland. Did a hit song many years back. And then the wife said, he's very sure it's not the same Kenneth Copeland. That it's not that they are different. He said, wow. That's the second reason I'll follow you to church. Number one, if I'm not blessed by his message, I'll stand up. Number two, once I want to see him face to face and ask him if he was the one that did the hit song many years back so that I can quickly leave. And then he had that motive in his mind and he went to church. When he got to church, he sat down on the back row and the man of God was preaching. All of a sudden, he just digressed and said he doesn't know why he's saying this. But many years back, he did a hit song. Praise the Lord. He did a hit song. And you know, that was far back when he wasn't born again, but Jesus changed him. Jesus transformed him. Before you know it, the man got glued to the chair. He refused to leave. And by the time after the service, the wife immediately saw that he didn't leave. She was so happy. He left quietly, went back to his house. He lost his sleep. 3:30 a.m. by himself, he said he woke up and surrendered his life to Jesus. He prayed from 3:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. First time convert. Brethren, what am I trying to tell you? The wife had so much faith. She had been inviting the man, but he gave up. She didn't give up, brother. She had an expectation. For her to even go to the step of, she went for that and said, look, even if it is, let's have a deal. Yes, I will have the deal. If you are not blessed by this one, don't go to church ever. But I don't know what you are trusting God for, but I've been sent to tell you don't give up on it. That it has not shown forth yet doesn't mean that it will not show up. The hand of God, that is the mighty hand of God, will rest upon that situation tonight in the name of Jesus. The mighty hand of God will make you have a testimony on that particular challenge in the name of Jesus. Like I was saying, I said, pray with faith. Pray with faith. Prayer doesn't make faith work. It is your faith that makes your prayer to work. In Mark 11 verse 23, Bible says, for verily I say unto you, that whatsoever thou shalt say unto me, be thou be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Whosoever, there is no cloth there, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. When you pray, believe it. Pray with faith. Elijah had so much faith. Immediately he saw that small hand, like a man's hand. That I won't believe is the hand of God. And he prayed until that small hand became something in verse 45. Let's go to verse 45. That small hand became something. Verse 45. First Kings 17 that we were reading. First Kings 18, sorry, verse 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black. The small hand became black clouds. And there was great rain. And Ahab robed. He was even the one that told Ahab, say, run. Run. Because he hears the... Let's go, verse 46. Let's move to verse 46. And the hand of the Lord was on him. And he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. He saw the small hand, prayed and continued, in faith acted, told Ahab, look, I hear the abundance of rain, run. And when the hand of God upon him made him to do something unusual, he ran ahead of Ahab. Ahab used the chariots, definitely. But that hand of God gave him strength. That hand of God gave him speed. The hand of God, like we have explained earlier, opened up for what? Supernatural supply, speed, blank check. I don't know what you're trusting God for tonight. But one thing we must crave for is that hand of God. And I pray tonight that the hand of God will visit us in the name of Jesus. I say that hand of God will be made manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Tonight we're going to be praying for that hand of God to be made manifest in our lives. The kind of hand that manifested in the life of Elijah. He manifested so much in his life. Gave him speed. Gave him strength. Gave him access. In manifesting in the life of Ezra. Gave Ezra the audacity to ask for whatever he could ask for before the king. He manifested in the life of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was just a cupbearer. But because of the supernatural hand of God upon his life. But because he was also a man given to prayers. That hand opened him up to great resources. So now we are going to be praying. Can we please be on our feet? Hallelujah. But before we pray, can we please be on our feet? You are here tonight. Before we pray for that hand upon our lives, you haven't given your life to Jesus. I tell you, one dangerous prayer you shouldn't pray is that hand of God. If you are not a believer, don't pray for that hand of God. How do I mean? 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 7. Made us, or give us a picture because of my time. Give us a picture of what? The hand of God was upon the Philistines. And it destroyed them. It destroyed Ashdod. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said the ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us. For his hand. Somebody say his hand. His hand. As mighty as God's hand is, it is gracious to the believer. But it is terrible to the unbeliever. Brethren, you are here tonight, all eyes closed and all heads bowed. You know in your heart that if you pray for this hand of God, you cannot show up the consequences in your life. I want you to just raise up your hand in prayer. So that we can agree together in prayers. You want to give your life to Jesus tonight? Can I see your hands up in the count of five? It's not as if you are a bad person per se, but things are not just right. Before you say this prayer of the hand of God, I want you to just agree, settle things with God first, because the hand of God might not be palatable in that kind of a person's life. You want to pray that prayer with me tonight? You know that things are not right. You are still struggling. You are not there yet with Jesus. And if Jesus were to come right now, we are not sure he's going to take you. Can I see your hands up? You want to give your life to Jesus? All heads bowed and all eyes closed. Or you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus? You have not been doing things right. Quickly, one, two, at the count of five, three. If you want to give your life to Jesus, please raise up your hand. Four, five. Can we go ahead and begin to appreciate him tonight and say thank you for the word tonight? Oh, Father, we thank you for that hand. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry. All heads bowed. If you are raising up your hands, please raise it up properly so that I can see it. God bless you, my sister. Is any other person also want to give your life to Jesus or want to rededicate yourself to him tonight? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please, I want you to say this prayer with me quickly. Father, I thank you. I ask that Lord tonight accept me, Lord, as I rededicate myself to you tonight. Have mercy upon me. Cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. Use me for your glory henceforth. And let your hand rest upon my life. Thank you, Jesus. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can we go ahead and begin to appreciate God and thank him for the word that we have heard tonight? Let's go ahead and begin to appreciate him tonight. Let's thank him. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Mado shikado bloody hado sikada baradadash. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A better amen. We're going to be praying tonight. That is why we have come. I want to say, Father, let your hand rest upon my life. Let your hand rest upon my life. From this minute henceforth, go ahead and begin to pray. Father, let your hand rest upon my life. Let your hand rest upon my life. Let your hand rest upon my life in the name of Jesus. Let your hand, your good hand, rest upon my life. Let your hand rest upon my life from tonight, Jesus. Let your hand rest upon my life from tonight. Likado shi pradobo sike dededebosh. Librado sike nebosh. Lefrende ken nebosh. Let your hand rest upon my life from tonight. Jesus, I ask for your hand tonight. Let your hand rest upon my life from tonight. Let your hand rest upon my life. Let your hand rest upon my home. Let your hand rest upon my life. In the name of Jesus, let your hand visit me tonight. Your good hand, Lord, that visited Ezra. Your good hand, Lord, that visited Nehemiah. Nehemiah had access. He said, according to the good hand of the Lord, let your hand visit my business. Let your good hand, Lord, let it visit me from tonight. Let your good hand, let it visit my life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Rapatekete lebosh. Libradosi predegerebosh. Ratekete lebosh. Librados. Retekete lebosh. Ratekete libaranos. Lefrende sita barados. Eilabaranara barash. Lefrende kesuto baranaya. Let your good hand, let it rest upon my home. Let it rest upon my marriage. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A better amen. I don't like the way we are praying tonight. But I want to tell you something. The good hand of the Lord brings strength. It brings healing. He gave strength to Elijah. So much strength. Ahab had run before him. But he was able to overtake him. Why? Because of so much strength. It gives healing. The hand of the Lord gives healing. I want us to pray tonight. I don't know in any area you are trusting in the Lord for healing. Perhaps you are here with one issue or the other. One challenge or the other. You want to open your mouth and pray that, Lord, give me strength tonight. Be specific. I taught us earlier. I said pray with expectation. Be specific. Lord, in this particular area. But maybe it's a backache, a neck pain, or something, a challenge, a generational problem, something. Delay in marriage, delay in the fruit of the womb, whatever it is, and it seems that this is a challenge. Be specific tonight and say, Lord, let your good hand visit me in this area. Ezra said something, and the king gave him, said, according to the good hand of the Lord that was upon me, he had access to favor. The good hand of the Lord upon him gave him open doors for him. I want us to open up our mouth and pray, Lord, let your good hand upon me, let it open me up to healing. Let it open me up to healing. Let it open me up to healing. Liquado she pranosa. Your good hand. Your good hand tonight. Your good hand give me strength. Maybe you're the type that falls sick every now and then. You're always in the hospital for one thing or the other. Lord, your good hand from tonight gives me strength. I receive strength via the good hand of the Lord. Lord, maybe you desire this hand in your business. You are the type that anytime you show up, business doesn't come for you. Your proposals are not accepted. When it is just 1 minute for your proposals to be connected, something just spoils the whole thing. The people that you are partnering with, all of a sudden, turn their backs on you. You need that good hand of the Lord. I want us to pray tonight and say, Lord, I need your good hand in my business. Let your hand rest upon me. In the name of Jesus, let your good hand, let it rest upon me. Libaro shante baralalayados. Le frende kita bosha. Let your good hand. We are the type that have been trusting God that for a relationship, for a marriage, every time you make that attempt to take that man or that woman home to see your parents, something comes up and it spoils the whole thing. Lord, I need your hand tonight. Be specific and be aggressive. Lord, I need your hand tonight. Visit me in this area. Lord, over my relationship, let your good hand rest upon me. 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 From tonight, Jesus, your good hand. Anytime I show up, let your good hand show up. Let your good hand, let it rest upon me. Let your good hand, from tonight, it will rest upon me. Your good hand of favor, your good hand, give me access in my marriage. For marital breakthrough, it gives me access. For financial breakthrough, your good hand. Are you praying? It's a night of prayer. It's not a night. It's not an ordinary night. And I tell you, Jesus is here to listen to our prayers tonight. Blasting tongues tonight. Libra dosha. Elebete lelebosha. Libra doshke baradadadayado. Lefrende kenebosha. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A better amen. This 12 days is a time of prayer. And I don't want us to trivialize it. Because it's a time that every of those prayers shall be answered. Every of those prayers shall be testimonies. Isaiah chapter 62 verse 3. We're going to be praying from that scripture tonight. Isaiah 62 verse 3. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. You are going to be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. I want us to open up our mouth and say, Lord, make me a crown of glory. Make me a crown of glory in your hands. A crown of glory is when God makes, you know, when you put a crown, it has to be on the head. It's never put on the, on the feet. It is always on the head. Jesus, make me a crown of glory. Make me a crown of glory. Wherever you see a crown, it attracts attention. Crown attracts attention. Crown attracts favor. Crown attracts people. Crown attracts something good. Lord, make me a crown of glory. Make my marriage a crown of glory. Make my relationship a crown of glory. Make my business a crown of glory. That little business, make it a crown of glory. Elijah saw a small hand, but he didn't despise it. He kept on praying, and the crown of glory showed forth. That small hand was no longer a small hand of cloud. It became an abundance of rain. It became black cloud, and rain began. The kind of rain that was so much that Ahab had to run. Lord, make me a crown of glory. A crown of glory is what I desire tonight. Ripado shika barayaraba. Make me a crown of glory, Lord. Make me a crown of glory, Jesus. Make me a crown of glory. Make me a royal diadem in your hand. 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 Jesus, make me a royal diadem in your hand. In the name of Jesus, a royal diadem in your hand. Father, make me a royal diadem in your hand. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you join your hands line to line? I want us to pray again, line to line, please. And we're going to be praying this prayer. Perhaps there are people that haven't done so many things, yet they have fasted, they have prayed. Some things just seem to be limiting that hand of God upon their lives. It's like a limitation. You have done all though you think you can do, yet there is still something pressing you down. You have been able to, despite the hard work, your business has not been able to grow beyond a particular level. Despite what you have done, your result has not been able to grow beyond a particular level. Sometimes it's a limitation. And I know the hand of God tonight will destroy that limitation. You know, we're going to be praying that line tonight. It's like a prayer of agreement. I read it earlier in 1 Samuel chapter 5 verse 7, whereby the hand of God visited the camp of the enemy. The ark of God was placed where it shouldn't be placed. And the hand of God that should have been the good hand of the Lord was so terrible upon the Philistines. It destroyed their God. Praise the Lord. I want us to pray, Lord, every power limiting me from moving to my next level, let your hand, your good hand, visit them tonight. Go ahead and begin to pray. Let your good hand visit them tonight. Everyone limiting me from moving to my next level. Everyone limiting me from sharing my testimony. Every altar limiting me from sharing my testimony. Every altar limiting me from sharing my testimony. Anything responsible from my limitation in whatever capacity. Father, let your hand begin to judge them tonight. From tonight, the judgment of the Lord rests upon them. The hand of the Lord becomes sore upon their lives. The hand of the Lord becomes sore upon their lives. In the name of Jesus. Librado shaparabayados. Lefrende kendeboroshia. Retekete. Your good hand, Lord, rest upon the camp. Everyone, Lord, that has determined that I will be limited that has refused to let me move to my next level. Anything hindering me from accessing my own testimony. Anything hindering me from sharing my testimony. Everything putting me at a particular level. From tonight, the hand of the Lord rests upon them. The judgment of the Lord comes upon them tonight. Go ahead and begin to speak in an unknown tongue tonight. You can leave your partner, leave your neighbor, begin to blast in an unknown tongue. Move round. Let your spirit connect tonight. The Bible says in Jude chapter 1 verse 20, brethren, building up your hope, yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the tongues. Build up yourself. Build up your capacity tonight. Build up yourself. Your spiritual capacity is your ability to pray. Build up yourself in the most holy faith. Charge yourself in tongues tonight. Blast in an unknown tongue. If you don't have the grace to speak yet, just open your mouth in faith, like we have taught, and begin to pray. Leke tika dosha, ele bara bara dasha, la kuada bara dosha, ele kete ripa don bara darias, ele frende bosha, rikete kete raba bara ya, ya kuada bara dosha, le frende bosha, inda baras, leke kete kete rapo shipa dosha. The Spirit helps us to pray in a way we don't understand. God, go ahead and begin to pray. Rapa tekete rabosha, everything. You can't imagine yourself. The Holy Spirit is here tonight. Ripatora, left friend Kerebosh, Rapate Kadebosh, left friend Eberebosh, Rapata Katakata, La Guadabarash, left friend Eberosh, Rate Ketegeterebosh. Go ahead and blast. These 12 days must not be the same for you. It must be a different one. Your fasting must not be in vain. Your prayers must not be in vain. The good hand of the Lord will be evident in our lives. The good hand of the Lord must be seen. I must share my testimony. Libra dosha, ele frende bosh, rate kete kete bosh, mande bere bosh, ikarabararaya, le frende bosh, rate kete kete bosh, mande kete bosh.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall
on me.
Like the day of Pentecost.
Fire
fall on me. The fire of prayer. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire fall on me, like the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me, like the day of Pentecost. Fire, fire, fire. You will say, Father, let the fire of prayer and intercession fall upon me afresh tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Let the fire of prayer, the fire of intercession, no more prayerlessness, no more laziness in the place of prayer. Ereketida ayekete brakagagaga arakata barade ketezi elegaduza ababara reketia ababareash reketo bogodosh ile kozozia baba babara reketigadazia alekatiza gadabaya indre de dizaria babara erete babare ezoza baraketezi. Pray. Let the fire of prayer and intercession fall on me tonight. No more prayerlessness. No more tiredness in the place of prayer. Lekutaba maredekezo begedesia da da dasha. Legadada adere de kisa marito pereti kedisa leanazia. Pray, 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 pray. Father, release new fire of prayer and intercession upon me tonight. I need new grace to pray. I need new power to pray. I need new anointing to pray. I need new fire to pray. I need new unction to pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, the destiny of all members of Impact House is secured in the rest of 2019. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Our destinies are secure. La gaga gaga rabadaba ya barabarasha. Lekre deka zika rabaketo maka jaka tina nanias. Redesia babara baketa radiske riando zagash. Father, secure the destiny of every member of this commission. Secure our destiny. Secure our destiny. Secure our life. Secure our destiny. Secure it from all forms of satanic wickedness. Legedendo anduana kagara da keze ketuna berenesia. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will see after me every altar of the wicked against my destiny. Scattered by the hand of God. Scattered by the hand of the Lord. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Every altar of the wicked against my life, against my destiny, against my prosperity, against my success, every hand of the wicked against our lives, let the hand of the wicked scatter. Let the hand of the wicked be destroyed. Let the hand of the wicked be scattered. Let the hand of the wicked be destabilized. Let the hand of the wicked over my destiny be scattered. Father, scatter the hand of the wicked over my life. Let the hand of witches and wizards over my life be scattered. Scatter their hand. Scatter their power. Scatter their schemes. By your hand, O God. Powers that have designed against my destiny, Father, scatter them by your hand. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, powers assigned to kill my joy, assigned to kill my joy, die in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Every power that want to terminate my joy, powers that want to bring the joy of my life to an end, pray, pray, pray. Every power that want to terminate my happiness, that want to destroy my joy, Father, destroy them. Visit them with judgment. Visit them with judgment. Visit them with judgment. Any force of hell that want to terminate my joy, destroy them by your power. Any force that has been assigned mobilized to destroy my joy. Father, judge them. Father, judge them. Father, judge them. My joy will not be terminated. My joy will not be terminated. My joy will not be aborted. My joy will not be terminated. My joy will not be aborted. My joy will not be terminated. My joy will not be aborted. My joy will not be terminated. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus. In the remaining part of 2019, my blood will not be spilled for sacrifice. My blood will not be used for sacrifice. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I shall not die. Pray, 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 pray. In the remaining part of 2019, my blood will not be spilled for sacrifice. The blood of my children will not be spilled for sacrifice. Pray. 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 No member of my family shall their blood be used for sacrifice. No way. In the remaining part of 2019, the blood of my children will not be used. The blood of my father, my mother will not be used for sacrifice. The blood of my children will not be used for sacrifice. The blood of my husband will not be used for sacrifice. The blood of my wife will not be spilled. Pray. Pray. In the remaining part of 2019, no power of darkness will spill my blood. My blood will not be used as a sacrifice. Pray. Pray. No power shall use my blood for sacrifice. I'm enjoying the divine preservation of God. Divine protection from above. Preservation, protection, preservation, protection, preservation, protection. I'm enjoying preservation in all my journeys in the rest of this year. Pray. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You will say, powers, counting days for me to be put to shame, die in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Powers that are counting days before we enter into shame, Father, let them be destroyed. Every power that are counting hours before we put to shame, let them be destabilized. Every power that are counting days before we enter into shame, Father, destabilize them. Father, nullify them. Father, scatter them. Father, destabilize them. Father, destroy them. I will not be put to shame. Those who are waiting for my shame, Father, disgrace them. Those who are waiting for my shame, Father, destabilize them. Those who are waiting for my shame, Father, disgrace them. I will not be put to shame. I refuse to enter into shame. I will not be put to shame. My family will not be put to shame. Impact House will not be put to shame. My business will not be put to shame. I refuse to suffer shame. I refuse to suffer shame. I refuse to suffer shame. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, you will say, Father, launch your church, Impact House, to its next levels, to its next levels, by your hand in this half year. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, lift your church. Take your church, Impact House International, to its next levels. Where this half year, oh God, between this July and December, launch your church, Impact House International, into its next levels, 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 into its next levels. Oh God, launch your church, Impact House International, into its next level in this half year. Oh God, move your church to a new level, to a new height, to a new place, to a new level. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, by your hand, draw in multitude, abiding multitude into your church, Impact House, in these 6 months of this year. Lift your voice up, begin to pray. Lift your voice up, begin to pray. Father, draw multitude, abiding multitude into your church, Impact House International. Draw multitude, abiding multitude from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Draw in, abiding multitude into your church, Impact House International Church. Father, draw them, abiding multitude, those you have ordained, those sons and daughters of this commission. Father, bring them, abiding multitude. Father, let them be drawn, let them be established as you bring them. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you don't have your expectation, can I see your hand? You've not been given one before. Please wave it very well. Ushers will be able to give you one right now. Right now, we'll be combining two things together. You'll be praying on your expectation, and you'll be speaking to God on other pressing issues of your life for the next 3 to 5 minutes. You'll be praying on your expectation, and you'll be praying on other things you are trusting God to do in this half year. Things that you believe that God must do in this half year. As you do that, I see God blessing you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, in this area, Father, in that area, I desire your attention. I desire your help. I desire your assistance. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Pray with fervency. Pray with intensity. Cry to your Father. Ela katoga adia dagara basiza reketina anduze kredika dakre nekezuza indaraya gaga jagara reketia parade kelesu unredezia baba parakata zekreketiga. Lift your voice. Press, press, press in the place of prayer. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. Lift up your hands to heaven and just thank God for tonight. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Are you thanking him? Are you appreciating this God? Are you giving him praise? Are you appreciating him? Are you thanking him? What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. Father, we thank you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. As you have spoken to the Lord tonight, new fire, new grace, new intensity on your personal prayer altar be released to you tonight in the name of Jesus. The days of your sleeping off while praying is finally over in the name of Jesus. The days of your dozing while praying is finally over in the name of Jesus. The days of tiredness and weakness in fasting, in prayer, is finally over in the name of Jesus. And I decree the hand of God upon every sector and area of your life in the name of Jesus. I decree the hand of God upon every area and sector of your life in the name of Jesus. You will not be disappointed. Shame will never be your portion. By the time this fast is ending, everybody will see that the hand of God is upon you in the name of Jesus. What you could not do before, you will do with ease. What you could not accomplish before, you accomplish with ease. In the name of Jesus, it is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear a louder amen?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.